Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, July 22nd. Second show of the day for y'all. We're getting you ready for Jaguars training camp. Players have reported, taken to the practice field on Wednesday. I'll be out there. 17 practices this training camp. It's going to be a hot summer in Duval, no doubt about it. But like I said, training camp starts this Wednesday on the practice field. Shortly after that, you'll get preseason, then the regular season. So we're trying to get you prepared for training camp here on the channel. Today, we're going to have top five questions entering Jaguars training camp. Five questions facing this football team. Five questions surrounding the team entering this pivotal 2024 training camp, in which you've got a team that had an unbelievable run to end the 2022 season, started off 2023 very well, extremely hot, 8-3. Injuries and other issues kind of led to one of the most devastating collapses we've seen in recent history in the NFL from the Jaguars down the stretch in 2023. So it's a really interesting football team, a lot of different things going on. So we're going to take a look at the top five questions here entering Jaguars training camp. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. So let's dive into these questions, right? Will Doug Peterson call plays, in my opinion, is the number one question facing the Jaguars entering training camp. There's a number of reasons for that. But one of the big reasons that Doug Peterson became one of the best coaches in the league, in my opinion, is his play calling. His situational play calling, his ability to dial things up throughout a game in terms of, like, you know, we're going to set you up here and eventually we're going to get back to that look, and it might not even be in the same game. But we're going to set these different looks up throughout the season. And when the time is right, we're going to try to take advantage of what we have done on tape. Last year, Doug Peterson did not call plays. Press Taylor was the featured play caller for the Jaguars in 2023. And you just did not see the same level of success on offense. You didn't see a team that looked confident in their play calling. You didn't see a team that looked confident in their players to execute. Again, a number of reasons for that. I think injuries certainly played a part in Press Taylor and this offense not looking as good as they could have down the stretch last year. And throughout the entirety of the season, there were some ups and downs to be sure. But I think Doug Peterson, again, part of the reason he is here in Jacksonville, great leader, great head coach, it's play calling and his offensive mind. And when he has his fingerprints on the offense, when he has his fingerprints on the play calling, that's when you've seen his greatest success as a head coach, right? 2022, 2017. I think that you need to see Doug Peterson get back to that, if not just for this football team to improve, but if he's going to go down, he needs to go down swinging. Like, if these Jaguars, with the amount of money they've spent over the last few years, do not make the playoffs, I don't think that you're looking at the same exact regime heading into 2025. I really don't. This is a team that needs to make the playoffs in 2024. I think they're a team that will make the playoffs. But if I'm Doug Peterson, I'm going to do what got me here to an extent. And that's call plays on the offensive side of the ball. So I think that whether or not he's calling plays is going to be really interesting. I think part of the reason he didn't last year is because he knew he needed to focus a little bit more on the defensive side of the ball. This year, I think you have Ryan Nielsen in here, who I believe will be more of a defensive head coach, right? I think Ryan Nielsen is going to handle that side of the ball versus what you had going on last year where it was all hands on deck to an extent. Sticking on the offense before we get to the defense, do the Jaguars have the pieces in place to better support Trevor Lawrence in 2024? Offensive line, is it better than it was entering 2023? I think it is, without question. I think the Jaguars have a good pass-protecting offensive line. Brandon Scherff, one of the best interior pass protectors in football. Anton Harrison, a very good rookie pass protector last year at right tackle. Cam Robinson, Walker Little, two good pass protectors at left tackle. Ezra Cleveland, pretty good pass protector, at least above average, right? And then Mitch Morse is another borderline top 10 player at his position at center and a good pass protector, a good athlete, a leader. So I think you do have the pass protection to look much cleaner than it did last year. Obviously, Luke Fortner not in the starting lineup. You're hoping you don't have the revolving door due to injuries at left guard and left tackle. So I think that there's a good chance the Jaguars have much better pieces to support him in that regard. And if you have a better offensive line, better pass protection, you can get to more of your offense. You can develop more of your offense, your passing game, right? You're not going to have as many screens and as many dump-offs and situations that just were not good for Trevor Lawrence last year. And then you talk about the receivers. The Jaguars miscast Calvin Ridley a bit last year, having him play X a lot, play on the line of scrimmage outside. That was a little bit of a mistake. I think part of that was precipitated by the fact that Zay Jones got injured so early in the season and then never was himself when he came back, and Christian Kirk obviously got hurt. He was playing in the slot, so that didn't have anything to do with Calvin Ridley's usage, in my opinion. But I think that overall, it just wasn't a good fit. Calvin Ridley wasn't at his best coming off of the suspension and not playing football for almost 2 years. He made a lot of mistakes himself. He maybe was not put in the best position to succeed at the same time. He wasn't able to get his feet down at times. He wasn't able to catch everything thrown his way in big positions. Wasn't always in the right place at the right time. Didn't really look like he had a firm grasp on his assignment all the time. So, do the Jaguars now have better receiving pieces in place? Not from necessarily a talent standpoint, but from a scheme fit. From a, can this player execute what we're going to ask them to do? That's a big question, right? And can Brian Thomas Jr., the rookie who is going to be a starting outside receiver for the Jaguars, in my opinion, he's going to be more of the Z, guy that can move around the formation, play off the line of scrimmage a little bit more so he doesn't get jammed up with presses as much. And then Gabe Davis being more of the X, guy who is going to be able to play with physicality, getting off the line of scrimmage. Both those guys are able to push vertically throughout their careers so far. Obviously, Brian Thomas Jr., a rookie, but what you saw from him at LSU is the vertical route tree, unbelievable athlete, huge catch radius, a guy that can be a big playmaker, led college football in receiving touchdowns last year. And then Gabe Davis has been another high average depth of target player. Doesn't have the same speed that Brian Thomas Jr. brings to the field, but he has better quickness than you'd expect for somebody who's like 220 plus pounds. He is physical as all get out. He's big. He's a guy that is able to win with physicality and a little bit of savviness as a route runner, down the field.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that it's still a question. Do I think that these guys have what it takes to execute at a little bit higher level than what you saw last year out of the outside receivers? Who, again, primarily Zay Jones and Calvin Ridley? I do. Again, I think Calvin Ridley is more talented than Gabe Davis by a wide margin. But Gabe Davis being asked to play X versus Calvin Ridley being asked to play X, that makes more sense. It does. And again, Gabe Davis isn't coming off of 2 years of not playing football. And then Brian Thomas Jr. running the Z, and obviously Christian Kirk and Evan Ingram still there. Travis Etienne still there. Do they have the pieces to better support Trevor Lawrence? I think on paper the answer is yes. I know a lot of people will say, well, how can they have better pieces than they did last year if Calvin Ridley's more talented? Well, is Calvin Ridley more talented than Brian Thomas Jr.? I'm not ready to say that. Obviously, he was more experienced at the time, had done it at the NFL level. But I don't know that it's about the talent level as much as it is, can these players execute the assignment? Can Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis, when given chances to catch the ball down the field, catch the ball? Because Trevor Lawrence is going to put it on them. He's going to give them opportunities to go make plays. Are they going to be able to do it? Now, looking at defense, is Ryan Nielsen that dude? I think he is, but question remains to be seen. Like, he only had 1 year in Atlanta as the full-time defensive coordinator. Prior to that, he was the co-defensive coordinator in New Orleans. Both of those places, I mean, great success. Atlanta was one of the best third down defenses, one of the best red zone defenses. And I think that his ability to teach, his ability to communicate, to lead, and to game plan, he will change it up week to week, game to game. And he will change it up on third down. He will change it up on big plays. He will be able to dial up different looks for his defense. Is he going to be able to get everyone on the same page and make it happen when he has to dial up those looks? I don't think you saw that enough under the last defensive coordinator. Is Ryan Nielsen that dude? I think he is. But again, it is a fair question to ask. Only 1 year of experience as a solo full-time defensive coordinator. Everything he's done so far in the league has been awesome. Y'all might hear some thunder out there. Typical daily afternoon storm here in Duval County. Duval Daily, if you will. Ryan Nielsen, I think he's going to be huge for the Jaguars either way. Whether or not he is a major improvement or not, I think that is one of the biggest questions for the Jags. Then can his young defenders take steps forward? And his influence in coaching and play calling and scheming is going to have an impact on that. But the Jaguars have a lot of very talented young defenders that have the opportunity to really advance their careers in 2024. You talk about Andre Sisco and Tyson Campbell both entering contract years. I don't know if Campbell's about to get a contract extension or not. I know there's been rumors, scuttlebutt about that, but you haven't seen it yet. These two guys in the secondary have an immense amount of talent. And then you look at some of the other young guys, maybe not going into contract years, but having opportunities to take steps forward. Trayvon Walker, former first overall pick. Devin Lloyd, linebacker the Jaguars traded up for in the same draft in the first round, 2022. Off-ball linebacker. Can these players all take steps forward at the same time under Ryan Nielsen in this defense? And if they can, I mean, the sky's the limit. It absolutely is. And then the final question, which is something that you didn't really necessarily anticipate until over the weekend when the Jaguars placed Eric Armstead on the active/PUP list, when will he be ready? Doug Peterson said last month that he expected Eric Armstead to be ready for training camp, a full go by training camp. That's obviously not the case. He is on the active PUP. If you want to know a little bit more about that, we made a video about it earlier today, fully breaking down what that means and my expectations for how that might play out. I wouldn't anticipate him being down for a long time. But at this point, we don't have a lot of information to go off of. We know he's recovering from the offseason knee injury. Doug Peterson, you know, about a month ago, month and 10 days ago, believed that he would be ready for the start of training camp. That is not the case. We'll find out more, I'm sure, whether it's later today, tomorrow, or Wednesday when we actually get out there for training camp. We will be trying to figure out what Eric Armstead's status is moving forward. This is a player the Jaguars paid a lot of money for. He's a guy that has been an absolute dynamo in the playoffs, but he's missed some time recently getting up there in age. We'll see how it plays out. But for me, those are the top five questions entering Jaguars training camp 2024. Would love to know what your top questions are. Drop your thoughts, your questions in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Really appreciate all the channel members out there and everybody who supports us, whether it's jinjag.com/shop or just tuning in and liking these videos. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.